Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello, Candace.
Hi, Susie.
Well, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Wednesday.
Or Wednesday.
Oh my God.
See, that's why I always say that, because sometimes, you know, I get tripped up.
Right, and I did talk to Janice. Janice confirmed she's going to be here.
Okay.
And also, Mr. Tedbrook, how are you doing?
Hey, Candace, did you see, sorry, I'll let Ted, you can talk in 1 second. Candace, did you see that note? On the
I did. Should I just
reject it?
Yeah, should I start a new session, you think? Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully they'll try back in. Okay. Okay, now, hey, Ted, how are you out there?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Living the dream.
Awesome. Look forward to being part of this operation.
Hey, Candace, can you make Susie and Janice post so they can see the questions?
Yes, I can.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so special.
You should, because you are special, Susie. You are
special. I are special.
Okay, good morning. It's Tim Eden and Janice on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you both?
We are well. It's a beautiful day. State College.
Good morning, Miss Brian. Right.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
So is it cold up there, State College? Or is it?
No, it's pretty decent. I left the coat in the car, and I've got a sweatshirt on today. And last night was gorgeous. We hiked all over the campus and wandered around and kind of the same thing, just, you know, light jacket and beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, before we get started, I just would love to get up with you. I'd just love to catch up with you and you and Janice, maybe while you're together, if that's at all possible today or maybe tomorrow, and talk about the CCMA technology competition spoils that are due to you.
Yeah. It's always good to get money, Greg. I like that. Tim and I are here. I know we've got a couple of demos today. This afternoon and things that are going on. Would Thursday or Friday morning maybe be better for you? Or are you available at all?
I am. I'm available both mornings.
Okay. Tim's checking his calendar here. So.
Okay. So I see Carlos is online. I wanted to thank you for being here, Carlos. One of our subject matter experts is online.
Yep. Greg, Friday morning's probably the best.
You guys have a time? And I will send you a calendar invite. 10 o'clock is roughly.
Awesome.
Okay, 10 o'clock it is.
Name did you register under Adobe so Candace can make you host so you can see the questions?
I am not in Adobe. We are a little bit computer constrained right now. Tim's going to log in though here. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll make
and I can see the questions in the intro.
It should be okay, but I know it's good to be there. Okay, it's Adobe Connect. So this is like super long. Let me just write this down on my little piece of paper. I can read it to you. HTTP. Yeah.
So while you're getting connected, Janice, do we want to get the party started, or?
Yeah, please.
Let's go.
Yeah, how about this? This is Debbie from MCMS. I'm the Vice President for Maintenance and Sustainment. Just wanted to kick this off. Welcome, everybody. Looks like we have 31 folks on Adobe. I'm just going to go over the, admin. But before I do that, but you can see who's online, Janice Bryan. As you know, you heard from conversations, she's with Tim Eden over at State College PA. Susie Sims, title's there, she's also online. Greg Kilchenstein is with us, he's the chief technologist at NCMS. Myself and Candace, who is orchestrating this as our event coordinator. A little admin notes on how we are going to be managing this morning. For folks that are on Adobe Connect, you will be typing in your questions on the Q&A box in the lower left-hand corner. I see Chase Cox from Mel. Should there be sounds coming through? Candace, if you can reach out to him, or hopefully he's looking at the box, there's a separate audio line for the folks to call in for the audio. As we receive all the questions, the Navy and the folks from Fort Wanimi will be answering them. Just for situational awareness, we are recording this, so we will be transcribing all the questions along with the answers. Once we get that completed, we will be posting them on the NCMS website. So I am going to turn it over to Janice and Susie if they want to say some opening remarks.
Hey, thanks, Deb. I'll jump off again. I'm super excited to see the number of participants today. I'm excited to try to answer your questions and put a, you know, get rid of the gray here so you're comfortable moving forward. Absolutely, level playing field here. Really want to hear what we can be doing better, your ideas as well. We'll try to be forthright with our answers back to you and really look forward to exchange. Susie?
Yeah, good morning, Susie Sims. I'm one of the organizers of the MaintConnect project, we'll be, you know, reaching out and connecting with, you know, the participants as time goes on. I also wanted to introduce, we do have a couple of subject matter experts on the phone. Carlos is from the Self-Defense Test Ship, and I want to thank him for being here. I don't know if we got Jason Bickford yet, or, so far that's the subject matter expert, I think, that we have to be here and is here. So thank you, Carlos, for being here. Over.
Hey, morning, Susie. Jason's on NFC. I won't connect, so I'm on the phone. Over.
Me too, man. I am just really struggling with MMCI this morning. I'm about to go to the office after this meeting.
Hi, guys. This is Brett Gardner from Mid-A Technology Corp. I had trouble also getting in just to the website to see the presentation or whatever. It said that the number of participants was exceeded. So I maybe need to open that up.
Interesting.
Hey, Candace?
Yes, Debbie.
Yes, ma'am. Do you understand where that Candace, are you understanding what the issue is? Why it's saying exceeded? Because we're using
and I just had somebody join, so perhaps try again.
Brett, did you
I'll try again to see.
Well, Brett, we can see you. It says you're connected.
You can see me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, right. We have 40 participants. And one thing that I'd just like to say, and this is Debbie again, from what I understand, there could be a couple people that are traveling and they're on the road, so they're only participating via audio. So if you have a question, please don't hesitate to just shout out that question.
Deb, just so you're aware, we do have visuals now on the Adobe Connect.
Perfect. We just have to, okay, we just have to figure out where you are and then we'll make you host. And it's Tim, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just did it, Debbie. All right, perfect. Thank you. So just to let you know, Janice and Susie, Carlos, Jason, I'm monitoring the Q&A box, and at this point, all right, so if you guys can see online, you can see the comments from Ryan from Xerox 3D Printing.
Can you slide that down, too? Thank you. Perfect. Yeah, so Ryan, I'm dead for your question, you know, and I understand a little bit of, about what you're bringing and a little bit aware of it as well. So, you know, the right event to demonstrate and share our technologies, you know, this is certainly an opportunity. I think, you know, as an exhibitor and facing that decision to come, I think there's, you know, part of that has to be with you. I think my job here today is to let you, again, kind of understand what that environment may be, who would be seeing you there, and what's the benefit. So for others as well, is, you know, our plan is for our folks that come through that we believe there's that match with is we'll be creating tabletop war type games around your specific technologies. So Ryan, you know, using you as an example here, I fully anticipate seeing us, you know, within the exercise saying, hey, Navy needs a certain part. We needed it yesterday. It's operational imperative. And now we need to see what we have on site to create that. So, you know, certainly your ability to manufacture things is a piece of that, you know, or the tools that may be needed by someone else to go do that job. And so as you're on site, what I fully anticipate is scenarios coming, real life, maybe type problems and scenarios where you can showcase your solution to actually solve that problem and demonstrate an ability to do so. As you see value for that, you know, I think that, again, is your decision to come or not within you, but, you know, I hope that that starts to lay in some of the groundwork for why and how and, you know, that template you'd use to come through that decision. Over. Can we keep scrolling, Tim? So the event's 10 days. You know, it's a good question as far as, you know, everybody being installed ahead of time or not. You know, there are different phases where the ship will be in, the ship will be underway. Carlos, I don't know if you've got any thoughts on, you know, prior to the actual event setups or Jason and how that's been handled in the past, but we'd phone a friend a little bit on Ryan's follow-up question.
Hi, Janice.
Hey, Carlos. Did we lose you?
Okay, yeah, I'm having audio problems, so I'm having to view the slides via the computer and have a phone call in. So, in regards to schedule-wise, it depends on the project. I'm assuming if the project is standalone, there's basically not much efforts to any integration shipboard, then you know, bring it on that week or maybe the week prior. It's okay. The ship, in terms of being underway, is going to be in port during that initial month of August. So it's a good opportunity. you know, if your project has time to come on board early, if you'd like, frankly. To do the install, to check it out, and then once that test week is upon us, then execution is going to be available there.
Hey, Debbie, there's probably an admin question from Ted. And then it looks like the question from Brett would also be directed towards Carlos or Jason. Over.
Hey, Susie, this is Carlos. I'm not seeing any of the questions in my
right.
Box.
Yep, it's coming. It's coming, Carlos.
Okay, thanks.
There you go. I just made you a host. You can see the questions. They'll come up on the right-hand side under host and presenter area.
Is anybody seeing questions on the screen right now?
No. Only the Navy is seeing the questions and myself. So you would be able to see your question in the lower left-hand corner. So the next question that we need to address is from the day. Technology Corps.
Jason, do you want to take first volley on what's existing Wi-Fi or Carlos?
Yeah, I can take that. So in regards to Wi-Fi, we're not going to provide Wi-Fi on board the ship. If you have a technology that you want to bring or connect to, we have a process for what we call LTD, local test event approval from a cyber perspective that we would go through. It takes about 45 days, but depending on the complexity of the system. So we wouldn't be connecting to any of the networks shipboard. Those networks are dedicated for our combat system infrastructure and tests. But if you have, we've done this before, if you have a connection capability, you can bring your own interface antennas and so forth. So we can process that architecture for a cyber approval shipboard and go from there. That answers your question.
Yeah, thanks, Carlos. And go ahead and jump on any of the SDCS specific questions and security authority, and I'll provide backup. One thought, Janice, that we could potentially look into is if there are multiple projects that need some kind of wireless connectivity, we could look at getting something like a Starlink set up and then our own local network specifically for this event to support all of the experiments rather than put that requirement on each one. Anyway, got something to look at once we get the proposals over.
And that is something we're in conversations right now with Microsoft to provide that service for everyone. So I did want to push that out back to Brett. We do not, exactly with that thought in mind, is not only do we create that infrastructure for this exercise, but how would we do it forward in theater and underway? And so that can also perhaps be a deliverable. So more to come, but again, I think we've got to see what the demands are to help design that, but we're aware of it, working it, do our best to accommodate and keep comms going both ways. Okay.
To address your question in regards to quoting showcase, yes, certainly we can arrange with our subject matter experts for take a look or have responsibility for maintenance and sustainability of our ship areas. So we can set up a showcase from our ship perspective, but if you want to showcase to additional folks, that's okay, as long as that coordination, basically additional coordination to do that, to bring others shipboard, I guess would rely on yours. We would have the responsibility to clear them for access, but that's the extent. So in both cases, that can be done.
Okay, I have a note here that we need to read the questions as many on the call can't actually see them. So thanks for pointing that out. We'll make sure that we do that. So I believe the next question in the queue is how large of a door opening is available to bring technology to demonstrate? So, Carlos, this one looks kind of back into yours. We have the exterior of the ship, certainly, but on for the interior of the ship, can you kind of give us some guidance for that, sir?
Yeah, so I would, the hatches and doors, and depending where the location of the equipment would be hosted in the compartment, they would need to, it's about, for hatches, it's about 36 by 36, and for doors, it's a typical door, about 36 by about 72 to 84 inches. So it's typical in a home, but the key there is that if the weight and associated movement up and down ladders, if there's a requirement that based on where we're going to host and the number of projects that come on board, we'd have to figure that out. But that's about the sizes that you're looking at. So the question is, yeah, how large of a door opening is available to bring technology to demonstrate? So I think that gives you an idea. Then the next question, what type of power is available? So we have 115 of 60 hertz, 440, both 400 hertz power available.
I think the next question asked, how many square feet will we be allotted? Again, this depends on what you're bringing and what you're doing. There's shipboard allotments, and there will be pierside allotments. So, some folks need more space, some need less. So I believe on your application, you're going to find, us giving, trying to create what's ideal for yours rather than just, this is, again, focused more on demonstrating capabilities, so we'll be doing peer layouts and event layouts more like an operational availability. So rather than a vendor showcase table 10 by 12, if that helps to start clarifying that. Again, trying to group like functions so that we can understand those capabilities and leverage off of each other for that as well to solve specific problems. The next question that we have is will there be technical operational specialists we would match up with before and after the project for PlasmaVest? Will be a sustainment MRO staff that will partner with us during the project. We would want to pre-plan activities and or use cases for mass effectiveness. So, Glenn, I'm going to kind of go around that as we're going to have ship scores folks. We will have soup salve and divage personnel and CMRC, and all options, and this is for all solution providers. Our intent is not only have, the people that would be actually using your equipment on site, they're in partnership with you to understand it, but then to be using it to help solving the problems and then being able to provide some of that interface. From the technical standpoint, we do have some GAVNS support, so sustainment writ large from Navy down. I am inviting check warrant holders and providing some travel stipends for our key folks to come to quickly understand a little bit more of what the solution space is and decisions needed to get to yes in many of those boxes. So, Glenn, I hope that one starts to help. Next question, Brian Martin. We require power and non-power cables run to operator system. Will be the accommodations to temporarily run cables through watertight doors and enclosures. Again, I think Carlos.
Yeah, I'll tackle the right one. So, yes, we can accommodate any infrastructure request. However, the complexity is, pending the system as well as the amount of time we will have to do this. So if there's above deck equipment, below deck equipment that needs to be interfaced, and there are four cables run to those two locations. And if there's an extensive requirement to do that, then I think that complexity may not allow to meet that August time frame. It depends on, again, depends what the requirement is. If it's pretty simple, I think we certainly can do that. We've done it before, but it depends on the system that's coming. We have a process to do a installation, Ms. Bryant indicated earlier regarding potential availability as an example. So we have that capability, but it's just the complexity and time associated with that project that's coming.
Thanks, Carlos. Next one up, is there a technical point of contact that companies can work with to send questions and they rise beyond the webinar? So Susan Sims is the organizer and working with, and a great touch point for technical questions. We have a number, both Jason Bickford, myself, Carlos, who is on the line, and then we also have colleagues from Penn State University, where I'm dialing in from day, Anthony Naccarelli, who is on travel, not here, sadly, who's experienced this and undergone that, and so they stand by as well to help you with some of those technical questions that we can get through. Next one is, will we be able to ship in pallets of product to the site or just bring in Pelican cases? Carlos, I believe shipping is okay and we can receive things, Carlos, Jason, but let me get a death nod of yes from you before I spin up.
Yes, we can certainly ship, and you can bring in your pallet cases as well, but you can ship to our shipping end.
Okay. Next question I have is maybe solely focused on autonomous inspection capabilities, or is there also interest in added in assistive devices? So I think if you go back to our four focus areas, none of that is meant to be exclusive. Again, as we're doing these different things, so the goal here is functionality. Can we, for example, in focus area one, inspect the ship inside, outside the hull, above and below the waterline? Methods that allow us to do that are what we are interested in, especially after we can do that not only underway, we can do it dynamically, we can do it repetitively and in a live type of format. So those are certainly things, whether it's assisted or just the technology itself. We recognize there's a lot of integration to get to that solution set. But that is the need and the itch, and the other three focus areas I hope will start to kind of give you some thoughts there. Jason, hoping you see the questions. Let me just do a quick check to make sure we got to that.
No, I still don't.
Okay, so if we can get
I don't see him on the list yet.
Okay, if we can get Jason over though, that would be great. Sorry, I didn't want to skip you, sir. Next question, what comms are currently being used when the ship is in dry dock and under maintenance? So, Carlos, do you want to try to handle that one for self-defense spaceship?
You mean external comms?
Yes. What comms are currently being used?
Well, we're not using our test UHF, UHF. We're not using those. We don't use those comms in port, so we won't be in dry dock. During the maintenance period, we will be in port at Naval Surface Warfare Center, Fort Wayne, Naval Base, Ventura County, Fort Wayne, Eby. And I'm not sure your internal comms. We just use our typical voice comms internal to the ship, but we're not using any external comms in port.
Okay.
We don't use any, but we can. It depends on what the project is. But you'd have to know what kind of comms you're looking for.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. Great, Carlos. I'd add one more on the comm side. You know, certainly an area of interest. The focus of our area is not dry dock work, but doing forward repairs, so ship more looking like a ship in concert.
But when we start looking at damage repair or scenarios as well, certainly an ability to establish communications in those environments, communicate within the ship and then off the ship, certainly is intriguing and interesting. So hopefully that's encouraging. Next question is, will I be able to apply my product to the ship's surface exterior? If yes, what ship will be used? Do I need to bring my own test panels to Hope? So I think for Carlos, are you willing to let them apply their product to certain areas of the ship? And the ship in question is the self-defense test ship.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the self-defense test ship, it depends how much area, surface area you're looking for. But yes, the answer is yes. And so the third part of that question is, or do I need to bring my own test panels to COAT? You can do that as well. You can bring your test panels, and we'll provide areas that you're interested in to be able to COAT as well.
Yeah, and on that note, we have a corrosion material scientist, Dr. Furyong, who works for me. We'd be happy to connect you with him and get some of those articles in our other labs for additional testing.
And we will have the corrosion team, Jay Young, and some of his folks are planning to attend as well. So, again, that's one of those chances of your products and your things getting some more support from that. Thank you, Jason. That's awesome. Next question is, if the technology offered can't fit through those doors, should a potential tech supplier do? What should you do? Sorry. There's areas on board the ship and outboard the ship. So there's what we call the fantail. The helodeck, so there are larger areas outside the ship where larger things could be established when we go underway, or if it could be containerized and brought to a ship in a time of conflict or in maintenance periods. So just because your solution doesn't go through a watertight door or up and down a P-way should not exclude it. But, as far as this exercise, what we're also trying to drive folks to start thinking about is how do you do maintenance underway, how do you do it forward, how do you create something that is of value to the ship while it's in operation and kind of earns that square footage of space it may occupy. So, if you kind of keep that thinking in the back of your mind as you look at how to field and where to field, but again, if this is something that is of benefit in those four areas and we see forward, we believe portability is something that can go into designs. And certainly not looking for TRL done solutions as much as, how are we using and what's the availability and what's the viability of what's being offered today. So I hope that starts to answer that one. Sorry, I'm confused. If I bring my product, will I have a surface to apply it to? How much surface will I be able to coat? I think the answer is yes, you will have surface to bring it to. Yes, you can bring your own test panels as well. How much surface area to coat? I think it depends on what you're applying and what that application is, and probably working in concert with other folks to prepare a surface for you to coat it. So that may be things for you to consider. Next question. Brett Gardner, could we use the DCOMS system to connect to the ship's network? May simply the Wi-Fi connection process should be approved with an OTA for an FC. Jason, Carlos, do you want to field that one? The DCOMS team has Wi-Fi and connects to shipboard IO-based T-network. That one looks pretty specific.
So our network is not your typical fleet ship network. So our network is a test ship remote control system. It's very dedicated to remote control capability for the self-defense test ship during underway missile exercises or unmanned events. And DCOMS has been initially tested when it was being developed on board the ship. And they were using their own Wi-Fi capability, and that's probably the way that we would recommend, instead of basically, like I mentioned previously, connecting to our network is something we don't like to do. Even though you have to bring your own APO, I would say. Now, I could try and ask the question to see if there's a potential to connect, but I expect the answer to be no. So. At least to our network.
All right, Jason? I don't know, all of a sudden everything went quiet, but Greg Peters, I think, has the next question. Can you see it?
Oh, sorry. I was muted. Sorry about that, Susie. We are back up to Canadians on board. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, Carlos and I looked into that. It looks like it's okay as long as we have enough notice. So please indicate when you do your submission that for a national to part of the team, and we'll start getting those processed. Yeah.
Yep. For larger awareness, our intention, I eloquently told the mute button earlier, is for this to be a Five Eye Nation partner-friendly exercise. So we also have interest from Australia and UK as well. So again, looking for our Five Eye Nation partners to have full access to this event as we are able. Okay, next question. Is there a crane available so that we can lift our system on board? Carlos?
Yes, we can arrange that, yes.
I think the Port Hueneme and Self-Defense Test Ship will be doing the lifting, but yes.
What's the capacity of the crane?
Yeah, what's the capacity of your crane, Carlos? That was, Tim had a great question back here.
Yeah, so we can use a shipboard crane, or we can, frankly, we can bring what we usually do when we have big equipment coming on board the ship, such as either launchers or so forth. So I don't have a number, but it is large. So it's not, I don't think we'd be limiting.
Yeah. What's the ship's crane? Do you know that, Carlos? The ship's crane limitation?
Not off the top of my head. I can provide that information to you guys.
Yeah.
I'll post it.
So, again, this goes to our principle. We can help get bigger things on now, but ideally, as we move forward, right, it's just things that the ship could load on itself. And so those are some of the things we need to consider. Okay, next question is there funding for this project? Funding for this project has been to make arrangements with the self-defense test ship. I jokingly say this is a design-your-own-adventure cruise. Bought the Yeti, bought the beer and the ice to go in it, and then we're kind of hosting the ship. This is our first exercise. We're hoping in the future to allow for some kind of like scholarships for different attendees to come. At this point, this is on your own nickel. Next question.
Janice,
go ahead, ma'am.
We skipped one. We skipped Todd. After my process. Yeah,
right.
My product is applied. Will I need to strip it off, or will it be allowed to stay on to see the results long term? And I think this will go to Carlos as well.
Thanks, Lizzie.
I guess I'll jump in if Carlos is having audio issues. It depends on what the system is. if it's something that offers value and utility for performing testing, then yes. We can look at keeping it on board. Alternatively, we also have a Navy tech bridge part of the NavLex community that we can deploy contractor-owned material to. So it may not reside on the ship, but that's another possible opportunity for continued Navy engagement. Over.
Okay, next question is, how much time will we have to set up for, you know, I see the demo, and this is really the event. So again, I think that it's a little bit of, it depends on how much time we need to get you set up. Are you going to be participating in both peer or underway? And what that kind of leads me to is the second level question that I think helps answer the first, which is there a high level overview of what the event looks like from a vendor provider during the August 22nd to September 2nd time frame? So our intention is to build out these different scenarios, tabletop type exercise events. If you think the first week it's more going to be peer-based, we may isolate it, try to make it look like a forward porch or a completely isolated type of site. And so we'll be demonstrating your solution potentially multiple times during that event. And that choreography, if I call it of that, will be built on what we have there to leverage. The second focus of the following on 2 weeks is more underway periods. So this again is taking solutions that are leave the pier and can go to the ship and start understanding that shipboard environment, continuing to solve problems, whether it's a repair at sea or assessing something on the ship that's happened at sea, producing different things and simulations. So that's kind of the high-level overview. The specifics of that, again, we're trying to match our players with the right scenarios. We will be using self-defense test ships, consolidated ship maintenance plan, to do real work as much as we can during this period as well, not only to provide you that true opportunity to engage in the most Navy lifelike manner we can, but again, with those operators and folks to engage using the equipment to provide that feedback so that you can incorporate that back into your designs, that you can have truly the user focus and the environment in which it's going to be used so that we can help develop any last developments or problems overcome we can do, and also have confidence of not only from a vendor standpoint of what you're providing has applicability, but from a user standpoint we have that as well. Last part of that is we are looking on full transition with sponsors right now, so this isn't just a, hey, show us your stuff and we walk away, but looking to put budget behind the deliverables from these events, looking again at what's most fieldable today and ready to roll, and then looking also at developmental things on those that are truly ripe and when we see have a great amount of benefit, but may need a little bit more work. And so now we see the technologies and the readiness and the partners and the approach, which allows us to guide some of those future investments. Hope that starts to be invited. Media invited to the event. Carlos, Jason, we have the CX-22, the Antec-22, but let me let you field those.
Yeah, sure. So the local Navy public affairs office is heavily engaged. And we do a number of distro A's, public releasable articles out of that. So they'll be part of this event. If there's a need for others beyond, the government managed public affairs team, then we'll have to look into that.
Okay. Is it required to be a member? Go ahead, Susan.
Before we move on, Jason, I have a question for you. So you may or may not know the answer to this, and I don't think that Brendan made it on from Coastal Trident. During the open house on the 14th and 15th of September, do you know if there's media present at that event?
That's a good question. I'll follow up and find out.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Next question is, is it required to be a member of NCMS to participate? Debbie, do you have any thoughts on that?
You do not have to be a member to participate. This is an open event for everyone.
We are very grateful to our NCMS partners for doing the heavy lifting. But
we are.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure.
You're kind folk. Todd's excited, which is good. Thank you back for your interest today. Susie Sims, other POCs. This might be a candidate. Should we put some POCs on this? As a, so that we can push that out on our site.
Yeah, just reaching back to Ted. I think that that Jim has me on speed dial, so I'm pretty reachable. But if anybody really needs to reach out to me, susan.sims@navy.mil. And I can get you the right person if you need it.
Okay.
Jim's interested in getting on the ship prior to the event. I think that's a good question. Do we have a day or two where, Carlos, we can allow folks to come on prior to understand things, or there's other things that we can do to help?
Yes, there's certainly opportunity to do site visits if the project is interested. We can just make those arrangements. So the answer is yes. Just give us a call or go through Susan to be able to visit the ship and do the site survey and assess whether your project is any requirements, interface requirements, and so forth.
Thank you.
Hey, Carlos, Greg Kilchenstein here. I just want to jump in on that one. Do you think it might be a good idea, as I'm thinking through this, to set up a time frame to allow like tours of the ship or quote unquote site survey of the ship, maybe a month or thereabout prior to the event or longer?
So
ad hoc, you just set up a time frame and then folks can travel out there. You know when they're coming, you know when the ship will be available, and we can make it available for a couple of days for folks to look at it.
That certainly would be preferable. So the ship is quite busy within the next, I would say, month and a half, but the week of the 23rd of May, starting from there, it's going to be available to... And that would be preferable to have, teams coming on board for a couple of days versus one individual project at a time. Yeah,
gotcha. We will take an action to work with you, Carlos, while we're down there here early April to get some dates maybe to schedule that.
Yep. And then this is Debbie. I would say that NCMS, we can be on the front line and facilitate and coordinate that, have the industry and government partners reach out to us, and we can put a coordinated list together.
Excellent. Thanks. That probably helps us for the getting access later on, too. So great thinking, Deb.
Yeah.
Always. Let's see. Glenn, I think Jim, we answered regarding size on access, so that'd be good. Glenn, I love your question here. At the point when companies are selected, I can see where a number probably have a symbiotic relationship. I kind of reworded that. But absolutely. I think there's going to be, as we're starting to see here already, folks that can remove stuff and folks that can put some stuff on and folks that can make stuff and folks that can visualize things. So, yeah, this is all about creating a collaborative network, and those scenarios that we're building will be designed to do exactly that. So I think there's a ways to, we come through this select to get everybody to know each other and some prep work. So I think that's another takeaway for us to understand how to go do that. Hey, Will, good to see you. Can you provide some examples of battle damage in specific areas on the ship of interest for the assessment? And, certainly the great news about battle damage is you never know where it's going to happen, right? It's just kind of the nature of the game. So I think you can certainly understand where we may want to do some simulations, probably on the exterior of the hull, the interior hull, possibly up on the superstructure. No doubt we'll have some tanks involved. But again, part of the nature of this is you just don't know. And we will be looking, for everybody to say, how adaptable are we? What's the measure of effectiveness in some of these different areas? And again, kind of back to Glenn's point earlier, how do we work collaboratively to try to solve the problem at hand? So not to give away all the juice there, but that's kind of some of the fun. Okay, Todd, I have my SDS or product approval before arrival. Also, do we need to be bioenvironmental approval, or do you help with that process? Carlos, I think this is back to you for materials or any products that are coming.
Yeah, so we would have to... You would have, certainly have to have a SDS for the product that you're bringing, and we would go run it through our environmental team for CatNex approvals to be able to use shipboard. And so definitely we need to do that. The earlier the better for that. So you can go through the process.
Okay. Thanks, Carlos. Appreciate that. We have the next question is 15,000 pounds too big? It's big. I'll give you that. Don't know is the answer. I think it depends on the ship's crane and then the lifting crane. Carlos just kind of, we went over that, says, hey, you know, we probably can do that right now. So I wouldn't walk away from that as too big right now, although, you know, that's sizable. Just, you know, raw feedback for you there. Regarding data links, comms, antennas, will there be personnel aboard that would be able to install a small 2-foot by 1-foot sector antenna on a mast for our mobile ad hoc networking technology? Could be used as a secure wireless connection from ship to shore. So again, I think Carlos, that's you. Could we put a 2-foot by 1-foot sector antenna on the self-defense type ship, sir?
Yeah, we can. Again, so, you know, certain approvals would need to be garnered to do some of the installation requirements. So putting it on the mast would require more than likely some design assessments to be able to run the cables, EMI requirements, if there are any, or RADHAS requirements, if there are any. So those type of assessments would need to be, achieved, or at least have the question asked to the right folks to be able to put it up there. And if there's any modifications, foundations associated with installing that antenna, then we have processes that we use to be able to do that. Once the requirements are identified as part of this initial input process, then we can move forward with that. Certainly we can do that. And if it does, you know, we can assess whether it needs to be on the mast or not as well. So it might be, the results might be similar or to put it not necessarily on the mast.
So, you know, some of you are thinking, why did we do such a short suspense date for this ask? You know, yeah, it was a little bit twofold. You know, there's the student syndrome, and we tried to keep it easy, but there's more as to allow time for this coordination that Carlos is always amazingly willing and able to achieve so that we can do as much of this as possible. From just a general mindset, you know, our thought here is to see the proposals, try to find our way to yes as many places as we can, and then have the time to, you know, really execute to that as well. So great question. Appreciate it. Todd, we'll set up a call maybe prior to determine best pain points and to showcase, you know, that specific offering. You know, right now, again, the focus should be on doing your submittal. You know, once we, you know, understand who's coming and who wants to come and what that's offering, absolutely, we'll be working with you and probably leaning on some of our NCMS partners to find, you know, what we really, you know, is appealing about your offering, you know, what we want to see it do, and helping to build those scenarios so that you understand that as well. So anticipate follow-on meetings coming, but after the 6th of April period. Hey, Chris, good to see you out here. Thank you for joining. Since we can't use the Navy network in order to simulate ship-to-shore connectivity, is there a public access to network in a port demonstration to our company cloud-based? Jason, you want to handle that one maybe?
Yeah, sure. So I guess the short answer is we're looking into it. If there are enough people that have that as a requirement, we can look into setting something up with a full event to support all participants. But I guess the real answer is currently no. The test ship sits in the middle of a Navy base that does not have any public wireless access.
Great question, Chris. I think you see us trying to not be a hard no, but try to figure out how to do it. So you'll hope that adds some clarity for you. Jim, what type of opportunities will this open to us? Is this a high visibility event within the DOD? I will share with you. Go ahead, Susie.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, I'll let you bounce it back as far as high visibility because it is part of the Coastal Trident. There's a lot of, Jason can also speak to it. There's going to be a lot of visibility. I can't guarantee what, whom, and how. But there is going to be a lot of visibility on it. Jason, would you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We do have a number of folks from fleet, from the high nines are also coming in to, to kind of understand this. And, maybe to put some context for you is, as we start looking at how to do battle damage assessment and repair, that topic alone is growing. And the recognition of technology as a solution provider and an enabler in that space is huge. In addition to that, I think you'd be hard-pressed to miss the news pretty much, how do we improve our Navy shipyards and how do we produce and improve the condition of our ship? There's an article or two almost daily. We really, as a Navy, see this, again, as moving maintenance forward and forward concurrent with missions rather than just necessarily in addition, outside of. Is certainly another enabler in that space. And again, technology being at the forefront of starting to solve those problems. Navy decision makers see this event really as kind of that first matchmaking of really looking at not just good idea ferries or maybe what tech can do in 10 to 15 years with really matching what it can do today, what solutions are available, and how we can start affecting this problem now. And those decision makers are excited about this event. They are communicating it. They are pushing it out. They are encouraging other folks in the fleet, in the syscoms, in our tech warrant communities, in our PEOs to attend. So that's the kind of attention we're getting inside as well. So I hope that starts to help. Go ahead. Jason, do you want to jump
in? Let me pile on a little bit more. So, MesaNet is also part of the Coastal Trident annual Antex that the Navy runs. So if you're interested in more information on that, it's antx.org. Again, that's A-N-T-X. And Antex Coastal Trident has participation from state and local government, the Sheriff's Department show up in that, Homeland Security, schools, universities, a huge, huge group well beyond a small Navy community that we're talking specifically. So yes, there will also be visibility beyond the Navy for folks that have that.
Yep. Great point, Jason, and absolutely. And then our Five Eye partners, as we mentioned before, there's Australia, UK, and that looks like Canada as well now. So, that opportunity for some international partnerships. So there's that. I'm going to kind of answer peer demonstration and is this inside or outside the building. So peer is absolutely outside. So our ships come next to piers. They're outside. That's where a lot of work is done. If we're doing work forward, a ship doesn't necessarily go into dry dock there. It pulls into a pier to get supplies. And, one of our goals is how do we perform maintenance repairs and actions while it's floating next to those piers. So fully intend for there is opportunities for some indoor space, and Susie mentioned also kind of the part of the maintenance antex, that tabletop showcase later on. But the predominance of this event, we should be having your technology close to where it is needed, which is the ship. That's outdoors, that's on a pier, and that's probably where possible underway. So I hope that helps to answer those two questions. Will our technicians be allowed to go on the ship when it is underway? So, Carlos, Jason?
Yeah, this is Carlos. So, the answer is yes. So, we have capability for up to approximately 60 personnel or testers, I would say, in addition to our crew that goes underway. So, we're able to host those testers during that period. So access to the ship starts with access to the Naval Base Ventura County, then because we NSWC and the South Coast ship are tenants within Naval Base Ventura County, there's access
both to the base and then to our activity, and then we can import the team, the clusters can have access to the ship, and while underway, we would just need to clarify who would be going underway to be able to track and keep maintain that track of those persons that are on board.
Okay. Thank you, Carlos. Next question from Chase. Any more information that explains how the event is expected to happen? Again, part of this is we've got to see who's coming and the event's choreographed. I recommend you look at the site, read through the information. Again, looking at a port period, an underway period, and an assessment period, and more details will be growing as we continue to push this out. And apologize, it's, not more scripted, but again, it depends a little bit on what we build is build custom to who is coming. So, yeah, you don't exactly know what it is, but please note that you'll be chosen and selected and exercised, and we'll probably have some conversations with you as we build those scenarios out so that you really can be showcased and grow and provide opportunity on where you can meet those problems as they occur. I hope that starts to help. Understand it's not as crisp as we like it. It's our first one. We'll get better, but we will do this. Self-defense test ships and other points of contact. How do they reach them? Where will the info be posted? Deb, can I slide that one to you?
Okay, Janice, I was just about to sign off, but what was the question again?
I'm sorry. Where will we put self-defense test ships and other POCs? Where should people reach out to for more information from this call?
They can reach out to Candace, and her contact information is out there. Also, for timing on the Q&A and getting all this published, it'll be sometime the latter part of next week. I'm being conservative.
Yep, understand. Thank you, ma'am. Susan, environmental screening during a site visit. I think, again, we just kind of, we'll be doing the pre-work beforehand. So, I think we kind of started to do some of that with the access to the ship. Chris, you're welcome. John Feeney. Tim, can you scroll down just a little bit again? Sorry. Nope, we're fine. Can we provide more details or relationship between maintenance and coastal trident or a link? I think Jason gave you the link, antx.org. Jason, did you want to do any more there?
Antx.org. And I would just describe this as a module under that's being executed by Janice and the team.
Yeah, and also on the Maintenex website that you guys should all be familiar with if you got this information, we did put a pretty healthy description of what Coastal Trident is about. And so I would encourage you to go back to the NCMS Maintenex page, take a look at that, and might answer some of your questions. That information is directly provided by the lead for Coastal Trident.
Last question I have here from Jim. Will our tech and staff remain with the vessel throughout the entire trial? I think if you go underway, we probably aren't going to fly you off. If you're on site, there will be times probably, and we will do our best to coordinate when we know you we'll be using your section. I'm imagining, and I'm kind of at an edge here, that there may be days devoted to certain focus areas so that will allow for your folks not to be tied up and sitting idle with nothing to do. And we recognize these are your resources, your time, there's investment there, and we will be designing this to be ultimately focused and thinking of that and respectful of your investment in this event. I think that's the last question. I'll turn this back to Susie or Jason or Carlos, my co-presenters here, if they had any thoughts or final remarks, and then we'll pass the baton back to Greg.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's an analogy I probably overused, but what I've been saying is until we know who's coming to dinner, it's hard to set the dinner table. So we're going to know a lot more, going to what Janice said, we're going to know a lot more once we get through the process after April 6th. And that's when things are really going to start to get fun. So in answer to your question, Chase, and you've asked it a couple of different ways, I really kind of want to get an idea of how this event is going to happen. Feel free to reach out. If you go to the NCMS website, there's a link to a flyer. On that flyer is my email. Please understand that my email, my work computer is down for the count today. I got to run into the office and fix it. So you may not get a response right away, but feel free to reach out with any specifics, and I'll see if I can help.
Carlos, Jason, anything from y'all?
No, nothing here. Thanks for hosting us, Janice.
Thanks for the backup. Appreciate it. Both.
Yeah, thank you for hosting us. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, couldn't have done it without you guys. Very much appreciated. Okay, Greg, it sounded like Debbie had to go, so we'll leave you on the sign-off, sir.
Yeah, that sounds good. So at NCMS, we're both excited and honored to be part of this. This is going to take these technology. We've been doing technology showcases. This takes it to absolutely the next level. So we'll really understand how these capabilities can be used in the operational ship space. Very rapidly, which is going to help the Navy then get to where they need to be with maintenance and sustainment. Just a couple things I took away from this, I think that we'll be working on between now and the next time that we have any communications. We'll get the POCs up on our website. We have that. It's up on the page right now. It's at www.ncms.org/events/maintenex. We'll get the POCs up there from NCMS and from the Navy as touch points for further questions. The idea of a site visit from industry prior to the demonstration is absolutely something that the team will be discussing. So look for further information on that. Also, genius to have company collaboration prior to the event plan for that one. So we'll also be talking about how we facilitate that interaction as well. And then, as Janice said before, once we go through the downside process after the proposals are submitted on April the 6th, we will start to put together what I'll call a structured run book for how the event will be choreographed, so folks will have a much better understanding of what, when, where, how everything is required going forward. So with that, we're a minute over. Great session. Really appreciate the Navy and the great answers to some pretty tough questions from a very interested host of industry participants. So looking forward to a great event. Over.
All right, I think it's a wrap. Thanks all for your interest. Really looking forward to reading through the proposals and listening to your videos, and appreciate you going on this adventure with us. You know, certainly with World Events.
Super excited.
Easy to see the need. So thanks all.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.